It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Tara Smith joins us on the phone this morning from Wildwoods Rehabilitation. Hey, Tara, good morning. It's so good to have you on the line.
Good morning.
So folks are going to start seeing little baby animals and little baby birds, and mammals, you know, us, our kind of mammal anyway, wants to help. We're like the golden retrievers of the natural world. We want to help. We want to do the right thing. But the right thing is not always intuitive, and that's why we got to talk to you.
That's right.
When do you, when, give us kind of a little overview of some of the babies we're going to see, and when you touch and when you leave them alone.
We have been getting a lot of baby bunny calls lately, and a lot of people want to pick them up immediately, and because they don't recognize a bunny nest. They're in very shallow depressions in the ground with some nesting material. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, they should be under a tree or somewhere protected, and they really aren't. They can be really out in the open, and so a lot of people will stumble upon them in their yard. And bunnies, the mothers only can visit the nest dawn and dusk. So a lot of times we'll get calls saying they're abandoned, I don't see the mother. You will probably never see the mother, and they're perfectly fine. And so we just always say, just put them back and leave them alone. The only times when, you know, we raise a concern is if a dog finds the nest, and sometimes they can hurt the babies or scatter them. So definitely we want a phone call so that we can evaluate the situation. But for the most part, if you just stumble upon a nest, you just make sure that it's, you know, the nesting material is put back and that the bunny, you know, you just leave them alone.
Bunnies have a genius for making their nests inside dog fences, inside dog pens. And that really is because you will have an ugly, it's happened in our family before, you will have an ugly, ugly scene if the dogs find the baby bunnies before you do.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, give Wildwoods a call. All right, so baby bunnies. Now, baby fawns. There was a famous situation last year where some folks found some fawns and called Wildwoods and said, what do we do? And Wildwoods said, leave them alone. And they didn't believe Wildwoods. And they took them to the shelter. And the shelter said, leave them alone.
Yes. Yes. Kidnapped baby fawns. I actually just got a call from a DNR officer in Hinckley this morning about some people that had been bottle feeding a kidnapped fawn. So it's starting to happen. Fawns are another animal where the mother will just leave them, and they just lay there and hide until the mom comes back, and they can be left alone for a long period of time. And they're just fine. So that's another animal where, you know, it's not always going to be with its mom. It's too small to follow her. They lay in the grass. That's why they're dappled for camouflage. And they're just fine. And we just ask that you just leave them alone.
Now, what about the human compulsion to take a photograph of the baby fawn? I've not yet found one in the wild, but I would be that compulsive person. Is there a way to photograph the baby respectfully without messing things up, or should you just get out of there and leave it be?
Chances are, I mean, if you can, you know, take a quick photograph from a distance, that's fine. We have had instances, though, where the mothers are in the area and they will come back and they can, you know, try and chase you off. So it's in, you know, your safety to keep your distance, and if you see a fawn, to just, you know, quietly walk away. You know, mothers are protective, and she's usually not that far away.
I've heard from, my vet used to be a wildlife vet, and she said that deer are an animal you do not want to tangle with.
No, you do not. They can be extremely dangerous. And so that's, you know, you can, the fawn isn't going to do anything. It's just going to pretend that it's not there, basically. But, you know, and what you have to fear is that the mother is going to come back and be very upset that you're near her baby.
Okay. So when you walk in the woods, bring your zoom lens, you get one picture, make it count, and then boogie out of there.
I would probably advise that.
All right. Now, what about baby birds? You know, they fall out of their nests and we want to put them back, but sometimes they're supposed to be falling out. And what about baby squirrels?
It's kind of an interesting business with birds. They do fall out of the nest, and you definitely can pick them up and put them back in, but only if they're nestlings do you want to do that. And sometimes it can be hard to tell. Usually it's just a stage of development where if they're naked and they look like the typical, you know, ugly baby bird, you want to put them back in the nest. Once they start to fledge, they're kind of teenagers. They can't really fly very well, but they have most of their feathers in, and the mother continues to take care of them on the ground for a number of days until they develop enough, you know, muscle tone and you know, flapping so that they can actually start flying. So a lot of times people will just send us photographs. That's usually what we ask for, is take a picture of it and send it to us, and we'll be able to tell you if it needs to go back in the nest or if it's okay on the ground. And it's hard because a lot of people say, well, they're unprotected on the ground and something can get them on the ground. And the need to, you know, protect them is so strong with us. But, you know, it is kind of a critical point for them. And they are, you know, kind of in a little bit of danger. But there's no way to protect them, really, and have them develop naturally and be able to fly. They kind of have to get through this little rocky stage of being a fledgling. You know, and definitely keeping your cats inside is a good way to protect these fledglings.
Exactly. Keep everybody, if you've got a companion animal outdoors, make sure they are on a leash, and that will definitely help. On Wildwood's page, and we'll get a link set up on our webpage, you've got a great guide to baby animals. There's all the information there about different kinds of babies, when to touch, when to leave them alone, and here's a thought. Scribble Wildwood's number, add it to your phone, scribble it on a piece of paper, throw it in the glove box, put it with your camping gear so that if you are out and about and you find a baby, you can call Wildwood's right away. Somebody will answer the phone and say, what do I do? And you're talking right to the pros. You're not trying to, you know, use your human intuition, which doesn't always translate properly.
Yes, whenever there's a question, just give us a call. We are more than happy to help out.
Tara, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk to you.
Great. Thanks so much.
Tara Smith joined us this morning. She is a volunteer and the event coordinator at Wildwood's Rehab. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.